following Paul's surrender to Christ and his conversion to Christianity are well known. But what happened to his companions who were stricken dumb by the light and the voices they heard from heaven? We are not told. Paul rose from the ground smitten with blindness and had to be led by the hand to Damascus. But although he rose from the dust, blind and helpless, he was nevertheless a new man in Christ. His entrance into Damascus was totally different from what he had expected. It was his plan to enter into the city as a zealous persecutor of the followers of Jesus of Nazareth. But he had met the man himself. Any man or woman that comes in contact with Jesus will be a different person. Jesus will change your life. Jesus is the man of change. He had met the man himself, and humbled and humiliated, spent the first 3 days in Damascus, sightless and foodless. Even though Paul lost his eyesight, he was given a great insight. Sometimes our eyesight hinders our insight. If we're not careful, we get our eyes on the things we see instead of on the things that are unseen. What a reverse for the proud Pharisee, bent on the imprisonment of the saints. He had come to make the Nazarenes tremble. He was now a Nazarene himself. Ananias knew of Paul and was afraid of him, but divinely assured that the old Saul had been radically changed, he became his friend and counselor. As for the fearful saints, they took fresh courage and magnified God as they saw a spiritual upheaval had produced a mighty preacher of the Savior. And with the return of his sight and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he struck out for the desert of Arabia. Let's let Paul put it in his words. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 15, Paul says, "When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again into Damascus." You mean to tell me that after Paul was converted, he didn't head back to Jerusalem where the other apostles was in order to be instructed by them? Well, for goodness sake, why, these men could have shared their experience walking with Jesus for 3 years or more. They could have told him the stories of raising Lazarus from the dead. Peter could have told him of the time that he had walked on water. Those apostles in Jerusalem had seen Jesus raise the dead, cast out devils, heal the sick, cleanse the leper. Why not go and learn more about Jesus from someone who actually had walked and talked with him in the flesh? But you know, just between you and I believe that Paul already knew about all of those miracles that Jesus did. Do you think that Paul was not kept in the loop of what was going on in Judea? Do you not think that he knew about Jesus? Maybe even heard him preach? I think he did. "No, sirree, Bob," he said, "I didn't confer with flesh and blood, but I went into Arabia, and then I returned unto Damascus." And after he returned to Damascus, the Bible says that he confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after many days there in Damascus, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night, let him down by the wall in a basket. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.